Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And it's kind of a gray Friday out there. I was telling people when I came into the station, I thought it must have rained up here. The road was coming up to the station was really wet. It even had water running down at one point. Then I turned the corner and saw they were flushing a fire hydrant. So, but at any rate, it's been a lot of rain here this past summer, and it wouldn't have been unusual to see more here today. But I guess it's going through the area, and it's nice to have a little break in some of those hot temperatures and that heat and humidity. We were talking somebody recently saying comparing it to when we were in the Samoan Islands. My wife and I were missionaries in the Samoan Islands back in the 1990s, planted a church down there, and comparing it to that, and said, well, you know, in Samoa, if it got into the upper 80s, it was a hot day. If it got into the lower 70s, it was a cold day. Most of our time was spent between the upper 70s and the low to mid 80s. And occasionally we would get up in the upper 80s. If it got 90, that was an exceedingly hot day. We were very fortunate. We were just a little bit below the equator near the international date line out in the middle of the South Pacific. And but we were on the island, so we would get the trade winds. And when the trade winds would come in, it was nothing to have like a 10, 20 mile an hour breeze just blowing through. We could actually come home from church and open up the windows on one end of our house and the windows on the other end of the house. And the wind would blow through the living room, down the hallway, and out the back bedroom. And you could just watch the temperature inside go down by several degrees, just with the wind blowing through and blowing that heat out. But, well, everywhere that we have weather, or we have climate. And in Northeast Ohio, we're blessed with an abundance of weather. As you wonder whether or not the weather report's going to be right, you wonder whether or not it's going to be the same when you go out as it was when you came in, and you're always wondering what the weather's going to do. But somebody actually said one time that Northeast Ohio, we're blessed with all four seasons and just enough of each season to get tired of it to get ready for the next season. So it's kind of nice. I like autumn. I really do, and I enjoy the cooler temperatures, and I like the break in the heat, certainly, and oftentimes when the humidity goes down, you get those nice autumn days, a little Indian summer, the trees start changing color, and there's a lot of colors changing in the trees out there right now if you're driving around, and I think some of it's a little bit early, but it's not unusual to get some in late August, a few little bits here and there. Especially if the trees are stressed for some reason or another, whether it be for being too dry or even too wet, various things can cause that. But we are getting into that time frame, and I know that autumn is on its way, because I was at the place where I get coffee, and I don't go to Starbucks. It's too expensive and it's not that good anyways. I go to a variety of gas station coffee places. They got these great machines with the beans that just grinds them as you select it, and you get a nice fresh cup of coffee. But I notice autumn's on its way, because the pumpkin spice coffee creamers are out. So that's a sure sign of autumn here just around the corner when the pumpkin spice is out. So anyway, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. You can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can not only find out more about me and about the radio program, you can also listen to past programs. You can listen to our Sunday night program there as well. We're on every Sunday night from 10 o'clock until midnight, and I have those generally posted in one-hour segments, hour one, hour two. Hour one would be the 10 o'clock hour. Hour two would be the 11 o'clock hour. And so you can listen to those as well. There's a variety of other things there, some articles and things that I've written, and some other materials all available at livewithpastoral.com. And you can also link from there to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and certainly invite you to come out and visit us at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. I say Suite 200 because we're in a commercial strip. We're not in a standalone building. Tell people if you're looking for a building with a steeple, you won't find us. Look for our door, 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield. And that is basically where Wheatley and Cleveland, Massillon, or Brecksville Road and Wheatley Road. I say Brecksville Road or Cleveland, Massillon. It depends on who you talk to and what end of it you're standing on in Richfield. And one end of it you say Cleveland, Massillon. The other end you say Brecksville Road. But it's Brecksville Road to most people, I suppose, listening. But we're there at that area where Wheatley and Brecksville Road intersect. I guess I could throw everybody for a loop and say it's where 176 and Brecksville Road intersect. But it's near where 271 and 77 cross, and that's about where we're at. So easy off the highway to get to us. And I want to mention, of course, that we have our regular services every Sunday. We have services there, and on Sunday mornings in the 11 o'clock service, I'm currently preaching through the book of John. I'm in John chapter 6. And on Sunday nights, I'm currently, and that's our 11 o'clock service. Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs. And I'm currently in Proverbs chapter 25. And so we would love to have you come out if you're looking for a church that preaches the Word of God. A lot of churches get caught up with the latest psychological studies or self-help theories. We preach the Word of God. A number of years ago, we looked around and we said, you know, we can't compete with other churches with entertainment. We can't compete with other churches with activities, with this, that, and the other. But one area I think that we can really compete well is with just preaching and teaching the Word of God, and that's what we specialize in. We use the King James Bible. There's a lot of reasons for it. We cover some of those reasons from time to time, but we invite you to come out and visit us. And we have our Friday night Bible study tonight. If you'd like to come out and just have some fellowship and sit around and talk about the Word of God and look into the Bible together, we have an informal Bible study where we have refreshments that are provided, and we just spend just a couple of hours every Friday night, 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock, just with people's questions about the Bible or current events in the light of God's Word. That ought to sound familiar because that was the format that we took to the radio when we first started the radio program 17 years ago. And so we've been following that format, and it's enjoyable. And certainly we have a number of people who visit on Friday night. They've got their own church on Sunday, but a lot of times people are not doing anything on Friday night, and they're looking for something to do. And if that's the case and you want to come out and meet us, join us tonight, Friday, at 7 o'clock this evening, 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. All right, well, I said all that and I almost forgot the one thing that I was going to lead up to when talking about our church. Not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday, 1 week from this coming Sunday, on September 17th, we are having our church anniversary service. And we certainly invite you to come visit us at our church anniversary service. We have our good friend Eric Howitt. He's from out toward Warren, and he comes out every year for us, and he sings special music, sings some great old hymns of the faith. And he sings them, and he's a great gospel soloist, and he'll be singing for us during the morning service at 11 o'clock. And then we have our dinner and fellowship time at 12:30, just celebrating the anniversary of our church. And I know we have some people who go to other churches that they got their morning service. That's fine. And they visit us during the dinner and fellowship time. And that's great as well. We enjoy the fellowship. And if you're wanting to visit us sometime, we'd love to have you come out and visit us. And that is this Sunday, a week from this Sunday, September 17th. our special anniversary service, 11 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, dinner and fellowship at 12:30. That's following our morning service. And then at 2 o'clock, Eric Howitt is going to be providing a gospel concert. He's going to be singing some great songs, and we just always enjoy having him. Some of our listeners are familiar with him and has heard him sing. And so you can come out and join us. Even if you can't join us for the dinner, you can join us about 2 o'clock, and there's no charge. And it's just a time of fellowship with God's people and enjoying some good Christian music, some good hymns of the faith. And that's what we've got coming up Sunday, September 17th, a week from this coming Sunday, our anniversary service at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Certainly invite you out. Check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. We'll have some of this information there, and certainly on our church website, you can link to there from livewithpastoral.com. All right, well, having said all of that, taking, I think, almost half the program with that, I wanted to touch on something and build on something we were looking at last week. Last week, we spent some time talking about the blessed hope. And the blessed hope, of course, there in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of, well, and let me pause for just a minute there. The blessed hope and glorious appearing, when you look at it and you see the punctuation, you realize that we're talking about two separate things, the blessed hope, comma, and the glorious appearing, which is a second event. The blessed hope, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And when you look at that, there's no comma there. The great God, no comma, the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, which means the great God and Jesus Christ, our Savior, are one in the same. And as opposed to the blessed hope and the glorious appearing, that are two different things. And so we're working through what we are looking forward to as believers. We look at what's happening in the world around us, and many people are overwhelmed with the things that they see happening. People are, they're just the anxiety, the stress, and everything is just overwhelming to some people. And we certainly are looking at a time when men's hearts are, you know, people's hearts are failing them for fear. And it just, the anxiety is a type of fear. And we see the things that are happening in the world, the lawlessness, the travesty of justice, the injustice, I guess would be a better way to put it. And we see things happening. And this is where the blessed hope comes in. We spent some time last week talking about what surrounds the catching away of the believers. And then after that, of course, comes a period, a seven-year period that we refer to as the tribulation. Now, contrary to popular belief, the catching away or the rapture of the church does not start the tribulation. That is not what starts the tribulation. The start of the tribulation comes when the Antichrist is revealed and when he signs a covenant with the Jewish people. It says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Now that week is a week of years. It's it's not a week of days, it's a week of years. Some people called that a heptad. It's a unit of seven. And I'm not going too deep into Daniel chapter 9's prophecy, but Daniel 9's prophecy gives us the 7 years of the tribulation period. It was a period of time that was given prophecy was given to Daniel, what would befall the Jewish people until the final time would come together, their sin would be taken care of, and they would realize and accept their Messiah, and they could enter into a kingdom here on earth. And all but 7 years of that have taken place. And the last 7 years is on hold. There's a parenthesis when Messiah is cut off. In fact, in Daniel chapter 9, and let me just read verse 26 there. After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. That's a referral to when Jesus was rejected and crucified. And then there's a period of time that takes place before the last 7 years, and that's what we're in right now. We call it the church age, sometimes the age of grace, probably a better description. And that will conclude, the age of grace will conclude with the catching away of the believers, and then an event will take place where the Antichrist will confirm a covenant with many, and this is a reference to the Jewish people. And I believe it'll take the form of some sort of peace treaty that he'll confirm, bringing peace to the Middle East. And there's a lot of reasons to wonder what's going on there. And I'm trying actually get to the end of the tribulation today, which I don't know if I'm going to make it. But I was wanting to mention that the events in the world will bring the world to a point where they'll be crying out for a one-world leader, for a global government. And this is why we talk about groups like the World Economic Forum so much, Klaus Schwab and his cronies that are working diligently, industriously, busily pushing for a one-world government. And there's many things that they've put in place. They have done things to try and reduce national sovereignty. They've done things to reduce personal freedoms. And by the looks of things, they're trying to pull the old mask nonsense on us again. There's all these things that are happening. And we see that some of the obstacles towards the one world government, of course, is number one, United States, because we're the most powerful country in the world, but we are weakening quickly. On another radio station recently, they were doing a survey of people who called in. What were they greatly more afraid of in the next few years? An alien invasion or 4 more years of Biden? And they said far and away, the 4 more years of Biden was the leader of the people who say this is what we fear the most. We look at what's happening in our nation, and we look at the immorality, and we look at the lawlessness that we see, and the invasion that we see. That's all just basically, if not encouraged by our current administration, but certainly they're turning a blind eye to it in many cases. And this is designed to reduce the United States in the world to a lesser nation. And there's also something else, I think, that's even more important than that, and that is the presence of believers in the United States. And we have a number of believers in this country. We have a large number of people in our nation, more so than in some other stations, who are genuinely born again. The Spirit of God lives in the hearts of believers. When you put your faith in Christ, the Bible says that at that very moment, the Spirit of God indwells you as a believer. It's a very, it's an instantaneous thing. I hear these people, I just shake my head when I hear these people say, well, you've got to pray. Have you received the Holy Spirit yet? Have you been baptized in the Spirit? All I know is this. Paul wrote this in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. He said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. And here's the thing. He say right here, the Spirit of Christ, that's the Holy Spirit. If you have not the Spirit of Christ in you, you don't belong to Him. So this is what happens when you put your faith in Christ, when you come under the conviction that you are lost and on your way to hell because of your sin. and you put your faith in Christ, believing that Jesus Christ died on the cross and paid for your sins with his own blood, his own life's blood, he poured out for us. He died in our place. And when we put our faith in Christ, believing that he and he alone is sufficient for our payment for our sins, then an amazing thing happens. God puts his righteousness on us, according to Romans chapter 3. And when he looks at us, he looks at you, he looks at me, if you put your faith in Christ, he doesn't see your sinful self anymore. He sees his own righteousness in you, or covering you, I should say. And his Spirit is in you. He puts his Spirit in you at that moment. And this is why we preach the gospel, because in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." We need to proclaim the word of God. And as we proclaim the word of God and people come under conviction, they put their faith in Christ. They're born again, as the Bible says. We use the term saved, and we're saved. And the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, that's the Holy Spirit, takes up residence in us, and we are sealed until the day of redemption with that Spirit of promise. And that Spirit is in us and sealing us. And one day, the Spirit of God is going to be called up to heaven, according to 2 Thessalonians in chapter number 2. And what's going to happen is that the Antichrist that's being held in check right now in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where Paul writes here saying in verse number 3, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." This is the Antichrist. This is the false Christ that'll come into the world, the man of sin, the son of perdition. And during the midpoint of the tribulation, he will declare himself to be God. He'll enter into the rebuilt temple, and he'll go into the Holy of Holies and show himself as God. And the false prophet at the time will compel people to worship him. That'll be Revelation, where it talks about the institution of the mark of the beast, the infamous 666, and that'll be part of when the Antichrist has a statue built. The false prophet builds a statue, the image of the Antichrist, and he causes people to bow down before that. And this receiving and worship the image of the beast, and if not, you'll be killed. In fact, Revelation chapter 13, verse 15, it said he had power to give the life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save that he had the mark or the name of the beast, the number of his name. And we see, you know, in the move to central bank digital currencies, where people will have the power to be able, banks will have the power, governments will have the power, or some central government, world government, will have the power to basically monitor every financial transaction in the world. See, how can that happen? Well, with the artificial intelligence systems that they're putting in place, and the ability to handle beyond terabytes, petabytes, I think it is, of data that will be brought in to be considered, you'll be able to put in various means of controlling. You can't buy that. You're not allowed to buy that. Your social standing, you're not allowed to buy that. You've had too much of that. And, oh, by the way, you can't get any more fuel. And we'll have the time frame that the World Economic Forum's head there said, you'll own nothing and be happy because you won't have a choice. And they'll control everything. But see, the thing holding that back right now is the Spirit of God, who's working through his people. And when the rapture takes place and we're caught out of here, then the mystery of iniquity will be allowed full reign to be able to bring these things to be. Well, we're going to, Lord willing, talk about this next week, continuing on what's on the prophetic schedule and what'll happen. But in the meanwhile, I want you to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. If you don't know Christ your Savior, now's the time to do that. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.